Have you ever heard anything about a black op called Genoa? We use sarin gas.
You're talking about a massive war crime.
TMI is doing phone and computer hacking, and Reese Lansing knows.
Reese has been automating it.
You hacked my phone.
You got some proof?
I'll go to jail before I'm blackmailed.
I didn't catch your name before.
Hallie.
Would you mind just framing me up? Mr. Romney's healthcare, that camera is pointed nowhere near my face, right?
We're competitors.
The two of you are going to anchor the 9/11 anniversary coverage on the 9th or 10th. I'm going to get the flu, and you guys are going to take my desk.
What is it with you in Africa? I want to be the go-to person on something around here.
There's nothing I can do for you. If there's anyone who wants this to be a story, it's me. Something's going on.
There's something going on.
Presidential candidate Michelle Bachmann thinks our troops are the best.
They are the best. This is the easiest thing to get behind. It doesn't get any better to help our troops when they are literally on the lines fighting for our freedom.
Presidential candidate Herman Cain will not apologize for having the biggest, baddest, greatest military on the planet.
And I don't apologize for having the biggest, baddest, greatest military on the planet.
Presidential candidate Mitt Romney would like the rest of us to support the troops even more than we already do.
I think it's time for American citizens and politicians to show a surge of support and for us to reach out to our neighbors who are serving in the military.
And presidential candidate Rick Santorum marvels, as we all do, at the selfless act of volunteering to serve in a time of war.
So we have a culture right now that doesn't say serve. It doesn't say don't think about yourself. It says me, me, me. It's a very self-absorbed, me-centered, excessive popular culture. And yet we have brave men and women who are willing to step forward because they know what's at stake. They're willing to sacrifice their lives for this great country.
Stephen Hill is a decorated captain in the U.S. Army, where he's been a reservist for 20 years. He is this very night serving in combat in Iraq, as he was last night when he asked this question via YouTube at the GOP debate in Orlando, Florida.
In 2010, when I was deployed to Iraq, I had to lie about who I was because I'm a gay soldier, and I didn't want to lose my job. My question is, under one of your presidencies, do you intend to circumvent the progress that's been made for gay and lesbian soldiers in the military?
That was a big room full of Republican primary voters booing an American combat soldier who, as he was speaking, was in combat. The audience members who were booing were in Orlando. Soon, they'll surely be in hell, though not soon enough. Not everyone was booing. There were people in the audience who heard Captain Hill say that when he was deployed to Iraq, he was worried that if his sexuality was discovered, they might not let him go. As opposed to most of us who, if told we were being deployed to Iraq, would go Corporal Klinger faster than pull on a yellow taffeta picnic dress. I'm sure there were even some people in the building who stood up for Captain Hill, people who had the simple strength of character to turn to the fraction of a human in the seat next to them and say, how many different kinds of disgusting do you have to be to boo a man who volunteered to fight and die for you? I'm sure those people were there. I'm sure there were many of them. But unfortunately, none of them were on the stage. Not one of these would-be commanders-in-chief took a moment to stand with a line officer.
They let him stand alone.
Soldiers never do that. Leaders never do that. Witless bullies and hapless punks do it all the time.
The only president on the stage last night was Stephen Hill.
Godspeed, Captain Hill, and come home soon. A grateful nation is waiting to say thank you.
That's Newsnight for September 23rd. Terry Smith is up next with the Capitol Report. I'm Will McAvoy. Good night.
When he turns the monitor, I need you to slide your chair back about an inch for the key light.
Why?
So the photons bounce off your face and not your forehead.
I don't get it.
You have to slide your chair back about an inch when you turn to the monitor so we can see your face.
Is this a new problem?
Yeah.
Why?
I guess you used to slide your chair back.
Why don't you adjust the key light?
Because when you're not facing the monitor, you're... Never mind. Number two. Don't stare at guests who are wearing toupees.
I couldn't help it.
Help it.
I was mesmerized and a little bored.
Okay.
Did I take you by surprise with witless bullies and hapless punks?
No, you left a message for me last night.
I realized as I was saying it that you never mentioned you got the message.
I did, and I approved. I
wasn't asking for your approval.
You were, but speaking of voicemail...
No.
Come on.
Let it go.
I think we both know that's not going to happen.
You've asked me every day for 2 months.
There have been days when I have not.
You've asked on Sundays.
Oh, Sundays are your holy day.
I don't remember the message.
You said, I'm not just saying this because I'm high, and then...
I left the message in May.
I'm not just saying this because I'm high.
I don't remember.
How could you not remember?
Really?
Right, you were high.
Yeah.
Still.
All right.
Witless bullies and hapless punks.
Too far?
Not far enough. You should have told what's-her-name to go fuck herself, too. The moderator.
Not allowed to make that suggestion on television.
Make it anytime you want. We're protected.
Oh, you mean the tape.
The tape, baby, the tape. We're like made men. We're like Joe Pesci and Goodfellas.
He got shot.
Before he got shot.
Before he got shot, he wasn't a made man.
We're like James Caan and the Godfather.
Also shot many, many times.
Who we like?
Two guys who have a tape of their boss admitting to phone hacking.
How do these people boo a soldier? How do the candidates say nothing? And how are you a member of this party?
I'm changing it from within.
Like Pacino and Scarface.
Have you ever seen any of these movies?
I should.
Yeah.
So, here's something. You remember Nina Howard?
I definitely remember Nina Howard.
She called Janet in the press office a couple hours ago. She knows she didn't have the flu on 9/11.
Shit, Charlie, I knew this was going to happen. It's a very big deal.
I look like an idiot.
It could be worse.
How?
I could look like an idiot.
You know what?
That was simple comedy structure. I had an open jump shot and I took it.
What do you want to do about this?
We have two options. Jan says we do nothing. We don't respond. It goes away in 48 hours. The other option is we stick to our story.
Tell me those options again.
We do nothing, or we stick to our story.
There's a third option.
Oh, there's not.
It involves having faith in my mission to civilize.
I really thought we were done with the mission to civilize.
Was Don Quixote de la Mancha done with his mission to civilize?
Yeah, he died of being crazy.
So that one you know, but not the Godfather.
We say nothing, which is what I strongly recommend.
Or we tell the truth.
The truth isn't even on the table.
I sit down with her.
No.
I tell her exactly what
happened.
And I appeal...
To what?
To her God-given humanity.
God didn't give her humanity. That's why she's a gossip columnist.
God gave us all humanity.
Let's look at the tape of the people booing a guy while he was in the middle of saving their lives.
I have no explanation for that, but the bitchiness has to stop, Charlie. We're inhaling it like it's a carbon emission blowing out the exhaust pipe of the crosstown bus we're stuck behind. Snark is the idiot's version of wit, and we're being polluted by it like it's... You know, like it's...
Blowing from the exhaust pipe of the crosstown bus.
That still works. And all it takes, Charlie, all it takes is one great man.
Kill me.
A friend of the angels.
A close friend?
Don't mock this.
It's literally impossible not to.
There are things we can do, Charlie. Things we can do every day. Things that are free. We can be one inch nicer to each other. An inch more polite. We can be decent.
Maybe. But in the meantime, we should just keep lying about the fact that
you're going to meet with Nina Howard.
Nothing about that idea is good.
How about its honesty and honor?
Trumped by its peril and stupidity.
Please ask Jan to set up a meeting for Monday.
An off-the-record meeting.
And so it was that the mild-mannered reporter donned his cape and tights.
And transformed himself into a delusional drag queen.
Okay, can I just say that it's this kind of attitude that makes you Sancho instead of the main guy?
I tell you to call me and let me know how it goes, but I've got you on Google.
Got it.
So...
At our next event at Rollins Park, the governor's message will be simple and clear. He'll be reiterating his role as a business leader and job creator. And he'll focus as well on the failures of Obamacare to meet the needs of the country. Jim.
I'd like to read you the email you sent us last night. At tomorrow's event, the governor's message will be simple and clear. He'll be reiterating his role as a business leader and job creator, and he'll focus as well on the failures of Obamacare to meet the needs of the country.
Is there a question?
Okay. Governor Romney said we can't reduce our debt without changes to the entitlement program. Mm-hmm. What changes is he proposing?
He's laid out his plan.
No, he hasn't.
Go to our website.
I'm there right
now. You can read about our plan.
There's no plan.
Current seniors would have nothing to worry about. We made a promise to our parents and our grandparents,
and that's a promise
we need to keep. Okay, I get it.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't think you do, because while those are sentences and everything, they're not a plan.
If we don't figure out how to stop spending and cut this debt, we'll be leaving a terrible burden to our children.
There's no one who disagrees with that. What's the governor's plan?
Obviously, we have to look at entitlement reform.
Okay, good. What kinds of reforms?
That's all laid out in the governor's plan.
Are you a cyborg?
Are you a moron? You think you're scoring wise-ass points, and he's plainly fucking with you. You've heard the only answer you're going to hear. Learn how this works, because you're driving the rest of us crazy.
You can't blame me for trying.
I am. I'm blaming you for trying.
Any other questions?
Can I get 30 minutes with the candidate today?
No. Anything else?
Lunch will be...
Turkey sandwiches.
Yeah?
You can speed read.
I hope so.
Okay, well, I wanted to see if there was anyone around with a military background.
Why?
Eric Sweeney's taking the train in from Trenton to sit down with me. I want to make sure I don't miss any acronyms.
Jerry,
Why is it so crazy that we'd use gas if our soldiers were in immediate danger?
For one thing, we destroyed our chemical weapons after the 1997 CWC Accord.
CWC is, and that process was supposed to be completed in 2007, but wasn't, and hasn't yet. We have sarin gas.
I'm going to go with you. I want to meet Sweeney.
Now we're talking. Noon?
Come by and get me.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Good.
All right.
You know what opened 4 days ago?
What?
Park 51, the Ground Zero Mosque. It turns out this guy didn't fall down.
It opened?
Nobody, including us, covered it. I found out by walking in there. I said, you guys open? They said, yeah. I wonder why people hate the media. How did Nina Howard find out I didn't have the flu?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
You gave me a lecture about trusting the staff.
I was right.
Somebody leaked it.
Nobody on the staff.
They were the only ones
Nobody
who knew.
Nobody on the staff would leak it.
You see the problem here?
Charlie said you're meeting with her.
I am?
Would it mean anything if I told you that was a terrible idea?
No.
What's she going to say to her?
I'm going to ask her if we can be a little bit human for a day. I'm going to ask her if 9/11 can be declared a scandal-free zone.
Yeah, I had a nice conversation with her once.
When?
When you were in the hospital and she told me she knew you were high the night we got Bin Laden. She didn't tell me she knew because Reese had hacked my phone. She couldn't, but she expressed remorse. We had a connection.
It's great.
And speaking of voicemail...
We weren't.
A little bit.
No.
Tangentially.
I don't remember.
I'm not just saying this because I'm high.
Mac?
You know what I think?
What?
I think you got home after the Bin Laden broadcast and for a minute, just a minute, you forgot that you were mad at me.
Listen.
You forgot for a minute that you'd made a pledge to be mad at me for the rest of your life.
Let's speak really quietly, okay? I'm not mad at you. You didn't dent my fender. You didn't stand me up for a date. I'm not mad at you.
I know.
I'm not your gay best friend. You were back with Brian for 4 months while you were with me. And you, that's fine. I don't get it. You want to see the emails you sent me while you were with him? I'm never going to get it. So the small favor you can do for me is not saying something as inane as you forgot you were mad at me. Because sometimes you're not as cute as you think you are.
You're right.
I want to know who leaked the story.
The campaign's happy to announce the results of the latest New Hampshire Journal poll, which has Governor Romney in the lead with 37% of New Hampshire's likely Republican voters. Well ahead of Rick Perry with 18%. Ron Paul with 14%, then Michelle Bachmann and Herman Cain.
You forgot about Huntsman, Gingrich, and Santorum.
And soon you will, too.
Taylor?
Oh, we have a new student in class.
Jim Harper, ACN.
Jim Harper, ACN. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
When the gay soldier asked his question, did Will McAvoy expect the candidates to waterboard each member of the audience until they admitted to exercising their First Amendment rights?
I doubt it.
What did he expect?
I guess for at least one of them, perhaps the front runner, to tell the audience that he wasn't interested in the votes of anyone who was booing. Not for nothing, but he'd have won the election that night.
How long have you been covering politics?
Almost 2 weeks.
Right. What is your question, Jim?
In the past, Governor Romney said that his proudest accomplishment in public service was bringing health care reform to Massachusetts. I've been to 28 events in 11 days, and he hasn't brought that up.
And your question?
We're really going to do this?
Has anyone on the bus asked why?
No, thank God you got here.
Taylor, why is it...
Governor Romney is very proud of his accomplishments in Massachusetts with regard to health care, but his plan is nothing like Obamacare, which the governor has promised to repeal on his first day in office.
What exactly are the differences?
All right, that's it, guys.
One more question?
Sure.
What do you expect us to report tonight?
The governor was in good spirits today as the campaign touted the results of the latest New Hampshire Journal poll.
A new poll has the Romney campaign feeling good about his chances.
And the campaign spokesperson reiterating the candidate's pledge that a President Romney would repeal Obamacare.
And expressing no expectation of surges from Huntsman, Gingrich, or Santorum. With the Romney campaign in Concord, I'm Jim Harper, ACN.
Was stationed with a MARSOC unit in JBAD.
Marine Special Operations Command in Salabat.
Intel indication. Marine POWs had been separated from the unit 3 days earlier during a firefight in Hindu Kush. They had smuggled across the border. Pakistani Taliban intended to sell them to Al-Qaeda for propaganda purposes.
You mean like, hey, look, we got some Americans?
I mean like, hey, look, we beheaded some. We had to get to them before we moved again or else we'd lose them. The target was a village inside the Fada.
What were you told to expect?
Taliban fighters. Potentially Pakistani QRF responding to our border invasion.
Quick reaction, please.
We ran rehearsals for 48 hours. That's when things got different.
No, it was different.
We were practicing in full MOP gear, mission-oriented protective posture.
It's like a hazmat suit.
Yeah. Two helos, 15 operators each. We cross into Pakistan, no IDs, no dog tags.
Without permission?
I'm not the guy who gets permission.
2 years, any backup?
2 years ago, I remember we asked for an AC-130 Spectre gunship to loiter on the Afghanistan side, but it didn't get authorized or it didn't show up. The 60s had 50 cal door guns. AH-1s had rockets on skids.
AH-1s are Cobras.
But a few guys carrying new HE rounds for the M203s, M79s. We got on board at 0400, were on the target before dawn. HEs.
High explosive. Everything already? We're good, baby. Amy, could you do me a favor and not see anyone nearby if you don't have to?
Yeah.
Things went bad right away. You want to make God laugh? Tell him you rehearsed for an extraction. A bunch of fighters come out of the hills as soon as we land, and I'm sorry for the language, ma'am, but there was a shit ton of civilians in the village, and we weren't prepared for that. The helos start laying down white phosphorus to cover us.
You're saying you shot white phosphorus?
Yes, ma'am.
White phosphorus?
What does it do?
Depends how you use it.
I thought we were using it for cover. Then where the choppers fired a missile right near us. We're going door to door looking for our guys. All of a sudden, I'm tripping over people screaming. Women, children, boils and burns on their faces. Some of them passed out. I didn't see anything like it. A couple of my buddies grabbed our guys out of a hole in one of the houses, hit them with an atropine, dragged them to the helos, and we all get out of there. So later, I'm talking to the crew and asking them about the weapons package. Why did the white phosphorus do that? The guy said it wasn't white phosphorus. I said, well, what was it? He said sarin.
Could you write down as many names as you can remember, please?
Am I about to be murdered?
You look good, Nina.
Are you sure the AWM executive dining room is the safest place to meet?
I am. I've had it closed. You came in through the freight entrance and rode the elevator alone, except for this gentleman who's a former New York City police detective.
You have that kind of muscle?
Right now you have that kind of muscle, but I don't want to talk to you about power today. I want to talk to you about something else. Come on over and sit down. Would you like a mimosa?
What?
Champagne and orange juice.
Yes, I know what it is.
Pierre, a mimosa for Ms. Howard, please. No pulp, correct?
Yes.
I learned that on Facebook. No pulp.
Right away.
his name really Pierre?
No.
What's going on?
I'm glad you asked.
I think anybody would have.
You can start a revolution. You know, you can fire the shot heard round the world, and that's an apt analogy. Because no one knows which side the guy was on who fired the shot. But nonetheless, it led to a revolution that it was good that we won.
Well,
yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. I didn't have the flu. We felt that with the controversy created by my remarks about the Tea Party, the 9/11 anniversary coverage should be handled by someone else. And so Sloan Sabbath and Elliot Hirsch anchored, and I pretended to have the flu.
You forgot to say we're off the record.
We're not. We're on the record.
Why are you being this way?
Wayne?
Oh, dear God.
Yep. I don't believe in censorship, but I'm a big believer in self-censorship. You've got a scoop. You can write a story that embarrasses me and the network, or you can say that's all the story is. You can say, I've had a bellyful of this bullying bullshit. You're financially secure. You've invested wisely.
I invested in my parents' will.
So you don't need the $250.
Oh, I get a lot more than $250.
So you don't need the $275.
Did Reese or Leona Lansing take you off the anniversary, or did you do it voluntarily?
Charlie Skinner took me off. And I get that's where the story is, but Nina, are we okay with being mean girls and Heathers and whatever the male equivalent of that is?
Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies. Well, in Lord of the Flies. Sure, yes, Lord of the Flies. 9/11 is a sacred day. Maybe that could happen one day, or maybe we... What?
I won't run it.
Seriously?
I like that you told me the truth when I asked if you took yourself off voluntarily.
You did?
Yeah.
So it worked. Wow, we... Look at that. Okay, well, enjoy the rest of your mimosa, and that'll, that's that.
That's that.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. You'd like to go out sometime to dinner or a movie on a date with me?
I'd love to. But I won't.
Okay.
All right.
I'm sorry. You'd love to, but you won't?
You've forgotten that I heard the voicemail that you left for Mackenzie.
Right. The voicemail I left... Wayne, could you stop playing for a minute? We're good.
I would love to go out with you. I wanted to go out with you New Year's Eve a year ago, the first time that you told me that you had no respect for me and what I do. But you're in love with Mackenzie.
I'm not. I was years ago, but we just worked together. Now, I like her. I depend on her. She's my EP, but she runs my show. That's it.
The message...
You don't have to say what it said.
It said...
It's all right.
It said, hey, Mac, it's me. Look, I'm not just saying this because I'm high. I've never stopped loving you. You were spectacular tonight. Then there's a pause, and you say, can you believe we got Obama?
I meant Bin Laden.
Yeah, I know.
And that was a long time ago.
It was May.
I'd eaten two massive, we're off the record now, cookies laced with
know,
I mean, we'd been on the air till 4 a.m. I had adrenaline and THC coursing through my you know.
Brain?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I don't know what courses through your brain. But I listened to that voicemail 100 times before I destroyed it, and that message was the real thing. Didn't you ever wonder why she didn't call you back?
You guys erased the message
well,
after
you didn't know that at the time.
You know, I thought...
Well, you thought she'd moved on?
Uh-huh.
You're an idiot.
Yeah. So, no to the date, but I thought everything else went really well.
Uh-huh.
Welcome to the high ground and McAvoy's team of champions.
Oh.
And, thank you. The guys paid for an hour, so.
Okay.
It was nice of you to destroy the message. They'll take you back down when you're ready.
You asked him to tell you classified information, and he did?
I know.
Whistleblowers can be patriots.
And he doesn't remember the date?
He remembers it was around March 9th, 2009. Do you remember dates from 2 years ago?
I would if I dropped sarin gas on a small town. And he said they shot white phosphorus.
Yeah.
If they shot white phosphorus into an enclosed area, that alone would be chemical warfare, just the white phosphorus. What about his discharge?
Honorable.
Has he talked to anyone else?
No, just me. Us.
Why?
Nobody's asked.
That's a bullshit answer.
No, it's not.
It is.
Did his hands shake or were they steady?
Steady.
He remembered a lot of details and his story sounded a little rehearsed.
Didn't to me.
No criminal record and we're checking his credit.
Guy owes money on a jet ski. We're not going to believe
I've never flown an MH-60, but the old Hueys couldn't handle that altitude, right?
He said it was a Black Hawk?
Blackhawks are what we sent in to get Bin Laden.
Abbottabad's 4,000 feet above sea level, and most of the villages in Waziristan are over 9,000.
That's pretty thin air for rotating blades.
Maybe it wasn't a Blackhawk, or maybe, excuse me, we're not experts in military helicopters.
She is.
I'm not.
Well, obviously, you have to follow up. Just do it quietly and carefully.
We understand we're talking about an impeachable offense.
It's a war crime.
We've committed them before.
I know. I was there. Can you give us a second?
Yeah.
Do you believe the story? I mean, you can't possibly believe the story.
No. But what if someone else confirms? At what point do we have to take it seriously?
We'll never find that out.
All right.
I'm commandeering this desk clump right here. Anyone who works here, move your stuff someplace else. Martin, Tamara, Tess, you're working with me. Maggie.
Yeah.
You're on this team. We're splitting this list into five sections, and we don't stop until we have tracked down every name on it.
All right. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm going to brief you. Everybody huddle up.
Jerry, this is something they and you do when they and you have nothing else to do. Rundown meeting.
I'll brief everyone after.
How's the doctor? I'm good to go. I could swallow a petri dish full of smallpox, and my immune system would laugh the laugh of the righteous.
Malaria?
Covered.
Mefloquine or doxycycline?
I'm not sure.
You want to be sure, because mefloquine has possible side effects.
Mefloquine.
So you get the doxycycline.
Yes, one of them is for people with fair skin, and that's me.
Do you know what the possible side effects are?
Nope.
Check it out.
All right, round the table.
The court's going to rule in the ACA early next year. Justice is declining to appeal to the 11th Circuit.
Saudi Arabian women will be given the right to vote in 2015.
Romney's meeting with Trump tomorrow.
Oh, my God!
There it is.
Depression, confusion, hallucination,
yeah.
Severe vomiting, suicidal thoughts, homicidal thoughts, and extreme fear. Easy enough to understand where the extreme fear comes from.
Anything else?
Itching. I'm going to be itchy while I'm confused and hallucinating.
If at all possible, I have the suicidal thoughts before the homicidal thoughts.
Didn't you get the same thing?
I got the doxycycline. I don't have fair skin, just soft skin.
Does doxycycline have side effects?
Sun sensitivity.
Okay.
Don't take it. Go back and tell them you want the doxy.
You already took it. I can feel my mood changing. I can feel it. It's happening right now.
Let's keep going.
There's Friday's address at the UN by Mahmoud Assad pressing the case for Palestinians.
Oh, shut up, Martin. The UN could go to hell.
The drug takes about a week to kick in. When did you take the pill?
10 minutes ago.
So
I'm confused and experiencing extreme fear.
Uh-huh. Keep going.
The Conrad Murray trial begins tomorrow.
That's 30 seconds buried deep somewhere, particularly when we're in a commercial.
Good afternoon.
How'd it go?
I have two things to say. People are fundamentally good, and who the fuck leaked I wasn't sick on 9/11? Everyone's going to close their eyes, including me, and the person who couldn't keep their mouth shut is going to raise their hand. That wouldn't work. That doesn't make any sense.
Can I ask something?
Sure, this meeting's off the rails.
Saturday, the day before yesterday, there was an OWS march. It didn't make it to the 2 o'clock window.
Was it out this morning at 11?
Yes, I put it up this morning at 11. It was a march through the financial district that was interrupted by the NYPD using excessive force and pepper spray without being provoked.
But I saw the film. I don't know. Maybe. If there's time.
This time right there where Mitt Romney meets Donald Trump.
Oh, we're totally doing that story. And seriously, when I find out which one of your roommates, which one of your boyfriends, which one of your baristas gave me up, I know some of you have special relationships with your baristas. I don't understand that part of the world, but I'm going to own somebody here. There's going to be a heartache tonight.
How are you even supposed to know if you're delusional?
This was a colossal waste of time, so I'm going to try meeting with graphics.
Mac.
sorry about this morning. I don't know where that came from. I know where it came from, but still.
Honestly, I'm impressed it doesn't have any more. Impressed it doesn't work. I can't think of the right word.
That's okay. Anyway.
All right.
Nothing on the march in New York on Saturday. A friend of mine in the newsroom's gonna lose it.
One, two, three.
Tequila!
Woo! What does that do for you, shouting tequila? How does that enhance the experience?
I don't know.
Until you do?
Stop?
Yeah.
What was the girl's name?
It doesn't matter.
It does, because I don't want to accidentally use her real name when I'm writing the story in my blog.
Don't write it in your blog.
Tales from the Trail.
Write about Romney.
When Romney jumps off a Sex and the City tour bus to chase a girl, I'll definitely write about it. Now, what was her name?
Guys, I think Jim would like a little space on this, and you can just leave it alone.
Thank you.
What was her name?
Maggie. Her name is Maggie.
How did you know that?
You've called me Maggie twice since you got here.
Ooh, tequila.
Cameron.
30 minutes for the candidate?
Yeah.
Nope. Go on in.
Okay, so what's happening here?
I started by putting tires on my chair.
Tires?
Little tires. They go in your chair, they give you better traction to zip around the room, and then there were some parts that were squeaking, so I got some WD-40, and here I am.
Are you going to be able to put this back together?
Yeah, I'm good with my hands. I'm handy, mechanical. What can I do for you?
I'm having a tough time with Zane.
Aren't you always having a tough time with him?
Not because of me. I'm delightful. Here's the thing. Lockheed is a good buy right now because they make the Hellfire missile, which is shot out of a Predator drone. I'm advising my viewers not to buy the stock.
You just said it was a good buy.
It's a great buy if you like money.
But you think it's an immoral stock.
I do. You know why?
Yeah, because they make drone missiles.
You get me.
And Zane doesn't want you to go on the air and say that.
That's close.
You already went on the air and said it, and now Zane's pissed.
That's exactly it, yeah.
Okay, personally, I think that your position is commendable, but you have to listen to your EP.
Okay.
Yeah.
And one more thing.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm the leak.
Say again?
Well, not having the flu, I'm pretty sure I'm the leak. I'm the leak.
How'd that happen?
A guy invited me to a wedding. When I was told I would be doing the 9/11 coverage, I had to tell him why I couldn't go to the wedding, and I could tell he didn't quite believe me, so I had to make a very convincing and detailed case because I told him before Will didn't get the flu. You see my point?
Yeah. Guy invited you to a wedding?
Just a friend. That's not important information.
How would the story have gotten from the wedding guy to Nina Howard?
Nina has a book agent.
Yeah. The wedding guy was... You told Nina Howard's agent?
In my defense, I was accused of lying to get out of a date.
That's a terrible defense.
I agree. So what would you do?
Don't say
just
a word
tell
about
the truth,
anybody.
Right? Okay, I'll do it your way while I'm formulating another plan.
Run that plan by me first, okay?
Yeah. Thanks for agreeing with me on the immoral stock, and I in no way think that this here is a reaction to your breakup with Maggie.
Well, you were going to go to a wedding with a book agent for no reason at all, and book agents beat their wives.
I don't think they do.
Ask around.
I will.
Taylor.
Jim.
In June, Governor Romney said, "I believe the world is getting warmer, and I believe humans have contributed to that." Last week, he said, "Do I think the world is getting hotter? Yeah. I don't know if it's caused mostly by humans." What new information raised doubts for the governor?
Governor Romney isn't willing to spend trillions of dollars on something he doesn't know the answer to.
Got it, but that wasn't my question. In June, this last June, 102 days ago, the governor
asked and answered, Jim.
They were really good, except for the parts that weren't, and you've been kind of nasty to me since I got
because
here.
We live here, and you're visiting. You're slumming it. You're a senior studio producer, and you come up here like Captain America thinking you're going
to
school.
Well, that is true, and some of you need to be schooled.
This is my third presidential campaign.
Your third?
I took my junior year off from college to cover Kerry.
Why'd you leave it in the post?
Because once McCain got the nomination 4 years later, I was replaced by someone with more experience who didn't ask questions I wanted answers to.
Like what?
Like women's issues.
Choice?
Yeah, choice is the only woman's issue. And it's just a woman's issue because we all got pregnant reading Lady Chatterley's Lover.
So you started your own website.
With an investor.
To make sure you didn't get big-footed once Romney gets the nomination.
To write in my own voice.
And ask the questions you wanted answers to.
Yeah.
How's that part been going?
I'm starting to understand why Nighting was running so fast.
I was hoping you could run a couple names to your VA database for me.
Yes, I'm trying to reach Humboldt County Records.
The Marines, probably Special Ops, MARSOC, and stations in or near JBED.
We have one source, and we're trying to get the next. Can you tell me, have you ever heard the name Operation Genoa? Yes.
Genoa.
We should be checking Twitter, too.
You think somebody saw it?
Somebody saw us getting Bin Laden. I don't know. I'm a ticking time bomb.
That was in a suburban neighborhood. This in the middle of a pile of rocks. I'd be amazed if a village in North Waziristan has cell service, let alone Twitter users.
They have cell service.
How do we search every tweet that was posted in the area sometime around March 2009?
You're going to use something called Topsy. It narrows the area and the dates, and you're going to need a translator, either Urdu or Pashto.
I'll get on it.
You should have today's talking points in your email, but I will just reiterate them here. Governor Romney is very proud of his 59-point jobs plan. We have named it Day One, Job One, and it will lower the unemployment rate from President Obama's 9.1 to 5.9, creating 12 million new jobs. Everybody have that?
Taylor?
Jim?
Moody's released a report saying that 12 million new jobs will be created in the next 4 years, no matter who the president is. Does the governor have any comment on that?
The governor's 59-point jobs plan will create 12 million new jobs in his first term, cutting the unemployment rate almost in half.
5.9 isn't almost half of 9.1, and Moody says that no matter who the president is,
we 12 million new jobs. We think it matters very much who the president is.
Follow-up?
Yes.
Is there somebody inside you operating you with controls?
Good one, Jim. Day one, job one.
Governor Romney was in Portsmouth today to introduce his economic plan promising to cut unemployment almost in half with his 59-point
job. Counting his experience in the private sector, today found the former CEO campaigning in Portsmouth, where Governor Romney unveiled his day one job one plan that would add 12 million new jobs in his first term.
Expanding U.S. energy production, limiting the power of labor, cutting public taxes, and rolling...
You know, Jim, if you'd open up a little, we could have, like, a bond or something.
Embed's bond on the road. And there's a lot of sex.
For who?
Clay's got to play.
With who?
Whom?
Shut the fuck up. That's with him.
Jim, are you feeling me?
I really hope not.
He can't force a bond.
It happens in every road movie. Bing Crosby and Bob Hope. Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin. Which one of those guys are you? Bing and Ding. And you could be Dorothy and Moore.
And in fact, my sarong.
I'll buy you a sarong if you're wearing it. So you a sarong.
You're not wearing a sarong.
So, just you.
Nobody's wearing
a mask. What if we
all... You got one.
Your guy can't just email the translations?
He doesn't like email.
What?
I didn't follow up.
Wazir underscore teacher tweets uncle just intro me to hashtag Misbah ul Haq exclamation point. Wait, find out who Misbah ul Haq is.
Yeah. He's a cricket player.
Keep calling. Get this guy to translate faster.
Neil, listen, I need you to give serious and immediate attention to the website.
Are we down? I would have been.
No, it's up and running, but it's not. The blog isn't accomplishing what it should, and even though I can't tell you specifically what to change, I want a complete overhaul.
I see. You're doing a topical satire of OWS.
Well, I'm not willing to say exactly what I'm doing because I don't want it corrupted by the media.
It's a good job.
And while I am the boss, we don't have leaders, so there's really no one...
Can I show you something? We experienced a massive failure of our banking system, which devastated the lives of millions of people, right? Protesters marched last Saturday and got pepper sprayed by the police. This is the Fox coverage, which was about, does pepper spray hurt?
Now you see that then I guess the pepper spray happens right there, and the women go down. Arthur, I don't know. I see these women screaming. It's like they've been shot in the face. Now, listen, I've never been pepper sprayed in the face, but I mean, is there going to be an argument that they've been... that they're being overly dramatic, that they're playing it up for the cameras.
And that very well may be the fact. It's just so hard.
That wasn't a great report.
It was better than all nothing.
Yeah. The incoherence, the hand signals and the nonsense. These guys don't make it easy.
I think... I really feel that by fixating on the protesters...
Dan, one of your Occupy idiots jumped in front of the cab in front of me in an Uncle Sam costume this morning, and we slammed into a honey wagon. I walked the other 14 blocks in the rain. Do you know what happens to my shoes in the rain?
Is anyone hurt?
Yes.
But incredibly not the guy in the Uncle Sam costume. OWS does nothing for me. Their disdain for leadership is producing, surprise, no leaders.
But that's their worst crime.
No, it's not. Their worst crime is making the Tea Party look good.
How can you say
that? I can say that because there are 87 members of the Tea Party who write laws now, and OWS has a cardboard library. You think you need to convince me this is serious? It is, and they're blowing it. They made themselves the punchline.
Can't you get past the punchline?
No.
Well, it probably helps that...
What?
Nothing.
Probably helps that what?
That the shoes you walk 14 blocks in cost $1,200.
Okay. That was funky.
I didn't mean to imply.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. I did.
Here we go, then. Find me a bright, articulate, informed representative of the pyjama party, and I will give them 5 minutes of national primetime air with Will McAvoy.
You will?
Yes, but you should warn him or her that he or she is going to get their limbs torn off. This was a big one, and they fucked it up. Don't get me a tomato can. I want him to beat the shit out of the best they've got.
But he'll be fair.
He's a lot of things, man, but has he ever been unfair?
If I don't get her name soon, I'm just going to start randomly firing people.
I mean in real life.
No.
You're in the batter's box now, brother. You brought my shoes into it.
Got it. Thank you.
Aziza Afghala, tea talk, more tea, more talk, hashtag village life. If I ask nicely, you think your translator could take longer?
Excuse me.
Sorry about this.
Hey, Zane. Salam. This was your chair.
It was squeaky, and now he's fixed it.
Is there something wrong? Yeah, I would appreciate it if you would let me produce my show and you produce your show. I don't give Elliot notes behind your back, in front of your back.
He didn't give me notes.
You came to me and said Don Kiefer agrees.
He did agree.
That's giving you notes. This is our discussion.
Do I need to be here for it?
It's market wrap-up. Just tell people what happened today, what to do tomorrow. We are not talking about drones.
You're going to speak to me like that. You really should give me a chew toy.
I would like an apology.
I'm sorry.
For what?
I don't know.
This is not the first time this has happened. You put shit in her head.
Zane, she's got 50 IQ points on both of us. There's nothing I can put in her head.
Now, can I suggest that we all just come?
It's the new tires.
It's my understanding that Sloan's advice to consumers was that they make money off the stock.
But that they shouldn't buy it.
If they have a problem with drones.
Which I thought was good information.
And that's what he said.
Yes, but not the only thing I said.
He did say something else.
And what was that?
That I have to do what my EV tells me to, but I thought that was bad advice. I thought you were one for two on advice, which ain't bad.
Sloan!
Zane, I'm telling people where the fucking money comes from, and if you have a problem with that, you should speak to the president of the news division, Charlie Skinner. And if you ever lead me by the wrist of that newsroom again, I'm going to take out each of your goddamn knuckles with a ball peen hammer.
God. All right.
So I'm going to go tell Will it was me.
Yeah, I know. You want me to come with you?
Will isn't as scary as people... Yes, because I think if there's witness, it'll make it hard for him to...
Getting to Mars isn't the problem. We know how to get to Mars. It's getting back. So here's what I'd do.
Come in.
Charlie's here for this too. That's exactly what I was hoping for.
Here for what?
I'm pretty sure I was a leak.
Oh, really?
I was supposed to go to a wedding with a guy, and I would have been out on the 11th, and when I found out I was going on, I told him. So he knew you were off before you got the flu. And it turns out the guy's Nina Howard's book agent.
You told Nina's book agent?
I didn't know he was her agent at the time. I knew he was an agent, but it wasn't until I Googled him.
Why'd you Google him?
You know, after drinks.
Yeah, drinks. This part doesn't matter.
It matters to me a little.
Why?
I'm not sure.
Wait, this is wrong.
I know. What do we think the appropriate punishment should be? I think, certainly, she should be mocked relentlessly
for
a period of...
You said Nina asked you if you took yourself off voluntarily or if Reese or Leona did it. And you told her that I took you off. And she said she liked that you told her the truth.
Yeah?
How did she know you were telling the truth? Did you tell the wedding guy who took Will off?
No. In fact, I wouldn't have been able to because...
Because Will told everyone it was his decision.
Son de la bitch.
Are you kidding me? Get it out of the safe. I want him to hear the branch creak.
What's going on?
Guys, we thank you for your help, but at this point, we must go alone.
I wasn't the leak?
No.
Huh, all right.
You still couldn't keep your mouth shut.
Just open the safe.
I am.
Did you forget the combination?
No.
It's right past the original.
God.
Do you know what's going on?
I do, but I'm not telling you because you went out for drinks with a book agent.
I had to make up a counseling on the wedding.
And you get married and he yells at you for not liking the new unabridged edition of Peter Gint. Don't come...
Got it.
All right.
Well, we ride.
Karzai accuses us, Zardari accuses them. We're all Pashtun.
Tim?
I'll see if he's okay.
Good.
Did you tell Lena Howard that I didn't have the flu and that Charlie took me off the anniversary coverage?
Come on in.
Did you tell Lena Howard?
Yes. I'm sorry?
Yes, I did. Anything else?
Why?
I didn't like that you blackmailed me. I didn't like that you blackmailed my mother and this company. I don't like the condescension or that I'm an object of derision for you. I don't like that you average 1.5 a night when you could be getting 2 million. I don't like the trouble you cause the rest of the company when you gleefully and arrogantly insult anyone who doesn't conform to your certainty. I don't like... Was that enough? You need more?
You did it just to do it.
Yep.
You didn't care how it made the company look?
We look great. We look like we're sensitive to the situation, or we were gonna anyway. Somehow you got her to kill the piece, so I'll have to leak it to someone else.
No.
Yeah.
Because we did blackmail you.
It wasn't bluster when I said I don't care. I don't care.
Your mother cares.
Mrs. Lansing is more than happy to let me handle extremely low-level problems like the tape, which we all know you're never going to play for anyone.
I've met you halfway. I've cared about numbers. I cared about SOPA when you asked me to, but we had an arrangement.
You had an arrangement.
Maybe you need to be reminded what's on here. Hang on.
Did you press?
Yeah. I think I... Wait.
Fast forward.
What the hell?
Well, me, it was on record.
Did you listen to it?
Did I what?
Did you listen to it?
I just put it in the safe, the chain of evidence. I didn't want... I don't know what I didn't want
to do. You're such a dumbass!
Can I see that in a sec?
Maybe the volume...
I'm the president of AWM. You don't meet me halfway. You meet me the whole way. Go do your show.
Some news, everybody. Huntsman's fired his New Hampshire campaign manager, Ethan Ilon, which is not surprising, and replaced him with Sarah Crawford Stewart, who most recently worked on the Pawlenty campaign, which was, of course, a huge success. So, those of you who feel Huntsman hasn't been getting enough coverage, shit, Jim, did you have any friends in school at all?
What's the governor's plan with regard to Iran?
Oh, the governor said repeatedly that he won't allow a nuclear Iran.
But what's his plan?
We talked about jobs.
How's he
today?
Going to restart Israeli-Palestinian negotiations?
By getting elected president.
Yesterday, he said four times that health insurance premiums have gone up $2,500 due to Obamacare. They've gone up $1,500 and it's due to higher health care costs. Any comment?
No.
The jobless recovery chart buried in day one, job one, take a bale of cotton, seems to imply that the Obama recovery took place in 2007 when Obama wasn't president. Any comment?
Somebody want to get Jim a Valium?
How's the governor plan to work with what will probably be a new Islamist government in Egypt?
We talked about jobs today.
I'd like a half hour face-to-face with the candidate.
Me too.
A half hour.
Sit down, Jim.
Anybody want to join me? Are you really okay not doing any reporting?
No.
I don't get it. Why not just point the camera at the talking points email and play music in the background?
Jim.
Allie, ask the question. Sit down, Jim. Ask. If you don't, I'm gonna. And you're gonna know you're a lame fraud.
She's a professional.
Sit. Now. All right. April 9th, 2002, Mitt Romney completes a questionnaire provided by the National Abortion Rights Action League.
Everything's in your talking points memo.
Yeah, no, it's not, because in this questionnaire he said, I respect and will protect a woman's right to choose. This choice is a deeply personal one.
We're not talking about that today.
I'm talking about it today. June, this past June, 102 days ago, your candidate said, I support the reversal of Roe v. Wade.
Don't let Jim egg you on.
Don't change the fucking subject. Which is it?
Let's everybody calm down.
We know the questions.
Why aren't we insisting on answers?
Because they want to stay on the bus.
Why? It's not a press bus. It's a free media bus. We can get off this bus, rent cars, and cover the campaign the way a campaign should be covered, like a cross-examination in a courtroom. We can force them to answer our questions if we do it together, if nobody backs down. They need us. Who's with me?
I am.
Okay, who else?
Oh, God. Do you have a plan?
I'm formulating one.
All right. Well, you know, take your time.
Lived to some turkey sandwiches.
Nice. Maggie?
Yeah? I didn't even know you were still here.
We're both working late. Public affairs at AFRICOM called before the show. They feel this is a sensitive time because of the recent troop deployment, and they want to pull your clearance, but...
God.
No, listen.
Jesus.
Maggie,
let me blow off some steam, because I didn't say anything when I got YouTube, and Don kicked me out, or Jim started treating me like a sister, and Lisa stopped speaking to me because I had this thing. I had Africa. I had my first story, and I've taken these pills, of which one of the side effects should be extreme paranoia about the side effects.
Listen to me. They want to pull your clearance, but...
Oh. Go on.
I got them to agree to it if you tack on a human interest story. The troops do a lot of community outreach. So, you and Gary are going to an orphanage in North Uganda that shelters kids whose parents have been killed in the wars. The troops will pass out textbooks and soccer balls and you'll get some film.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm going.
You're going?
I'm not going to make a fool out of you.
I know. Take this.
$100?
You'd be amazed at the trouble you can get out of with that.
Okay, but I'll be drawing cash from...
No, it's a tradition. You either come back with the $100 bill or you come back with the story of where it went. Good luck.
That was pretty nice of Nina Howard to kill the piece.
She is nice. I met her last month. She said she regretted a lot of things she'd done. I should call and thank her.
Hello.
Hi. This is your old friend Mackenzie McHale. I hope I'm not calling too late.
No, not at all. It's great to hear from you.
I just wanted to say thanks for getting the piece. I owe you one.
I hacked your phone. I think I owe you more than one.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
Listen.
Yeah?
Nothing.
Okay.
Can I cash in?
I didn't hear that.
On the more than one...
Mackenzie?
Do you happen to remember the rest of Will's message after he said, I'm not just saying this because I'm high? I was just curious.
Yeah, no, he said he thought you did an amazing job with the coverage, with the Bin Laden coverage. I don't remember word for word, but it was about how you did a great job.
That's really nice. It was a team effort.
I'll bet.
All right. Anyway, Thanks again.
Have a good night. Mackenzie just called me.
Why?
To thank me for killing the piece.
You don't have to look like you did something wrong.
Jerry's guys are still here working the phones.
They stay late every night.
I think it's time.
Me too.
Served with MARSOC in 2009.
I'm sorry for calling so late.
Jerry.
Lena.
I gotta pull the plug.
It's a true story, Mac. All right, everybody. Thanks anyway. Happy to be done with this game. What's... It's written phonetically. What's Willie Pete? What's Willie Pete?
It's white phosphorus.
Omni 8, Willie Pete everywhere, burning. Omni 8, helicopters, grenades. Omni 8, men in gas masks, machine guns. Omni 8, burning. Omni 8, Americans, white smoke. Omni 8, two helicopters, no markings on them, but they're American. From the translator, I'm translating the next Omni 8 tweet. It was sent 32 minutes after the last. Why'd he stop for 32 minutes?
Jamming.
What?
Digital frequency hopping. We'd have jammed the radio frequency cell phones used. He's describing gentlemen.